Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a podcast from The Bugle.
You're awakened from stasis early. There's a strange transmission coming from a nearby moon. On the moon, you find an alien spaceship. You're no professional party planner, but you don't think it's supposed to be completely deserted inside a spaceship. You roam its unsettling corridors, their walls alien and uncomfortably sexual. There's no sign of life anywhere until you find a room full of huge, freaky eggs. Naturally, you touch one. A creature bursts out, latches itself onto your junk, then eventually falls off on its own. You feel fine. Just one of those days. Until some months later, a sudden discomfort in your nethers. Something inside you trying to get out. It bursts out during a business meeting while you try to downplay the sudden contractions and heavy sweatings as just PowerPoint presentation nerves. As it leaps onto the table, glowing with unearthly beauty, biting through its own perverse umbilical cord, you recognize the thing staring back at you. The thing from inside you. It's not human. It's not alien. It's the gargle. The Sonic Glossy Magazine to the Bugle's audio newspaper for a visual world. All of the news, none of the politics. I'm your host, Alice Fraser. Welcome to the show. Your guest editors for today are Finn Taylor and Tiff Stevenson. Hello.
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 How are you all?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong and powerful. How are you feeling?
I want Finn to feel strong and powerful. Do you feel strong and powerful, Finn?
No, I went to an antiques fair yesterday in an airfield with a six-month-old baby, and I want to shoot myself in the face still.
That's your life now.
Yeah, it is. It is. The frequency with which I'm singing to myself, shoot me in the head, is really starting to make my wife worry. We've just moved house, and my wife needs more trinkets, apparently, so we're going to antiques fairs.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm planning a wedding, so that's never not stressful, right?
I mean, it could be as stressful as you want it to be. Let's get into the magazine. But before we get into the magazine, let's have a look at the front cover of the magazine. The front cover model this week is a picture of the QR code for the geolocation marker for the server that hosts the NFT of the Mona Lisa. The headline reads, "Heist this, motherfucker, and we're selling limited edition blank white t-shirts representing ownership of the idea of that slogan." The satirical cartoon this week is two people leaping nude out of bed together, having clearly been caught in flagrante by the returning business husband. The caption reads, "Honey, it's not what it looks like. We're just conserving heat because of the cost of living." That's a joke so ham-handed it's definitely not kosher. Now let's get into the magazine. Our first section is our meat section. Tiff Stevenson, you've been having to decide between meat and vegetarian options. Please explain this awful story.
I thought you were going to say I am the meat correspondent, which in many ways, before I was engaged, you could have called me that. I saw that there was a meat spill on the M80 and I was like, is this in Glasgow or Cumbernauld? I just drove back from Scotland Monday. How come I didn't come across this? And then I remembered there are other places in the world. This has happened on the M80 in Melbourne. I imagine it's hot enough because it's summer there, isn't it? That is, I'm assuming this Entrail Mix, as I've renamed it, has become a pop-up offering burgers and spicy beef tacos. Because it's just a ton of like offal in the middle of the road. Apparently they filled up a trailer with no roof on it to the... They filled it to the brim with abattoir waste and went, yeah, that will do. It's kind of like watching the Acorn Antique sketch, Two Soups, but with a truck on a motorway. And so, you know, imagine you'd be driving along next to that and you just get some sloshing on your windscreen. I feel like there's very little meat on this story, ironically, but, you know, tell me your thoughts.
The thing that annoyed me was that it was all just loose. It's just loose in a lorry and it's like, hey, some of us have paid good money for that chum. And it's just rubbing up against other people's deliveries. It's like, what the hell? I paid a lot of money for those entrails and you're just sort of slopping it around, rubbing up against the side of a lorry. You're not going to package it or anything? I paid for postage and packaging and there's no packaging.
Just gets tipped through your letterbox when it arrives.
Yeah.
Yep, communal trough, a commemorative ladle, Tiff. Ancient priests used to spill entrails to tell the future. And according to this accident, there's about to be a shortage in pie face. It's a very Melbourne joke. Pie face is the pie shop, which has faces on the pies. They sell pies with faces drawn on the top of them. It's what it says on the label.
Gotcha.
Advice for a meat spill, you know, when you're driving through snow, you have to wrap your tires in chains. When you're driving through this, you have to wrap your tires in bread and then
sop it right up.
I thought it could be quite a good move from the meat eating community. Take on these vegans at their own game for direct action. Just spill a load of meat across the motorway. Hey! Remember us? I don't really know what they're. I don't know what they're bargaining for, but it's a striking image.
I feel like the activism might be going in the opposite direction of look at this disgusting stuff. Surely you don't want to eat it, but maybe some people do. The thing to remember is in Australia right now, it's very summer.
It's very summer. I like that as a description.
Yeah, but surely a horde of wild dogs would make short work of that spill. You'd have thought.
I mean, our dingoes probably wouldn't. It'd be more like flies and then possibly other things that eat flies and then layers of things that eat the things that eat flies. At this point, it's not an offal. It's just a pylon. It's just an orgy.
I think you could have a really good pie shop, right, and call it Pie Way to Hell. And then you just have them all be like AC/DC-themed puns, you know, for the pies. You know, like do you do like an Aussie fry up in short crust? Like a full in a pie? I'd call that Chunderstruck. I'd also serve a chocolate milkshake me all night long, strawberry milkshake me all night long, and, of course, banana for those about to rock We Salute You milkshake. So, yeah, I think that if I was going to open a pie shop, it would be an AC/DC.
Is there anything else on the menu, Tiff?
What, apart from pies? Well, the milkshakes that I just mentioned.
I'm just trying to see if you've thought of a fourth pun.
I just like the food-based puns. If I had a fishmonger's, I would call it Silence of the Clams. I've seen a chip shop called The Codfather. I like the food-based puns. There's the Titanic, which is a Thai restaurant in Crouch End as well.
I mean, all Thai restaurants in Australia have Thai puns. There's Thai Me Up.
There was a kebab van in Bristol when I was at uni called Jason Donovan, which I think... I think we'll never be beat.
There's Abracababra in Ireland.
There's Felicity Ward's favourite one, which is Halal Butchers, called Halal Is It Meat You're Looking For.
Very strong.
Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Can you think of a tastier way to stay unvaccinated? Apples. Endanger your family. Two heads might be better than one, but not if they're smashed across the pavement in a wet pizza of brain and bone fragments. Now you can keep your head in one shape with helmets. Helmets. The skull for your skull. And when civilization collapses, water will be worth its weight in gold. Half a glass of water, soon to be worth roughly $6,935.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now it's time for your small dick section, Finn Taylor.
Oh, no.
Do you want to unpack this story for us?
That was cheap.
It was only because I did Tiff for the last story. Genuinely, that was not planned.
Sure.
I didn't make the joke. I just left a silence for the audience to put the joke in themselves.
So, yeah, there is a side effect of long COVID, ironically, which is some guy has complained that he's lost an inch and a half of his dick after having COVID. And I read that and I was like, look at this f***er bragging. I mean, some of us don't have that much to lose. You're losing an inch and a half and you've still got a serviceable penis.
Did he just have a boner all his life up until COVID and he's never seen his penis unengorged before?
That's possible. That's also possible. But he apparently it's a rare side effect that COVID can get into the tissue of the penis and scar it in some way, and you can lose some length. I'm intrigued as to where he's lost the weight on the penis. You know, is it from the shaft? Is he now all tip? You know, there are a lot more questions that I couldn't find answers to.
Is he just a shower now and not a grower? He described it as such an odd description that men use for their penises, because he claimed that he had an above average manhood. I've never described my above average vag. I've never used that as a... I've never gone, oh, yeah, it's an average... How do men know what an average is or above average?
Well, the thing is that there seems to be an acceptance that every vagina is different and individual. And yet there is this... We don't hold dicks to the same standard, do we? We say they're either massive or tiny or average.
Yeah.
There's three types, which is obviously not true.
Either a huge throbbing member or a tiny chode. And there's no...
Yeah, exactly.
I always wonder, I mean, obviously this story is disturbing. People are afraid of the side effects of COVID, and so they should be. But just the obsession that men have... no one... Just if you're out there, if you are a man, if you're seeking to impress, don't lead with your penis. Even if it is a quote-unquote above average, it's not your best feature. And the fact that you think it is a sad indictment of your self-esteem. Back yourself to have a personality or something. I feel like most of dating is a process of pre-apologizing for the penis. However good it is, it's not as good as a conversation.
Send me unsolicited personality pics. Or isn't that just Twitter? I think Twitter.
Yeah, that's just a man unsolicited
personality pic.
The other thing was in the interview, in the article, he's like, hey, I'm a heterosexual man in my early 30s with an above average penis. You're clearly just fishing here, aren't you? You're clearly just looking for women to have sex with this article.
Yeah.
Why are you saying you're heterosexual?
The doctor recommends a penis pump. I didn't realise they actually worked. I mean, I know it exists because I get an email offering me one at least once a week. But the doctor has recommended, in order to help this problem, that you would use a penis pump to get the blood flow going back.
Also, think of the positives, silver lining. He could probably do more with it now.
Okay, explain. explain your workings.
I'm not sure I want to, actually. But just saying.
Again, ironically, not a lot of meat on this story.
No. You've asked me to back myself, and no. You know what? It's better, because now he can do more anal, and it'll be better for her, I imagine. Less invasive. Anal will be less invasive. If only I have long argued that I should get a penis reduction on the NHS for the sake of my wife's rectum. There you go, Alice. I've gone full. I've backed myself. I've said the thought to the logical end of its conclusion.
You've backed onto yourself, more like.
I've backed onto myself. That's the problem.
We should put that in our Patreon bonus extras. We don't have a Patreon, but I would consider starting one just
Patreon for that. Bonus extras? Am I right? Someone stop me!
That's all the time we have for our long COVID short penis section, because now it's time for your reviews. As you know, each week our guest editors bring in something to review out of 5 stars. Finn Taylor, what have you brought in for us today?
Well, I start every morning with a bowl of porridge normally, and not to reveal too much trade secrets, but I like to put some nutmeg and some cinnamon in it. But sometimes I'm hungover or just generally confused, and I accidentally put a different spice in. So I thought I'd review the different permutations of morning porridge with the accidental spices. So first off, we had cumin, which was gross. I didn't realise until I had a spoon. I had a second spoon, didn't work, threw it away. The other time I did it was with cayenne pepper, which was Surprisingly salvageable, actually. Had some honey on it. Kind of worked. Sweet, spicy. I've always thought I might do it again, but I've not had the stones to do it. And then the third time was turmeric. Bad. Bad day. Didn't eat any breakfast. Went back to bed. Cried. Those are three other spices I put in porridge.
Out of 5 stars.
Cumin, 2 stars. KN, 3. Turmeric, 0.
Excellent. But anti-inflammatory, apparently.
I'm not surprised the cumin didn't work because it has the word cum in it. I just feel like any food stuff that has the word cum in it is going to be a bad vibe. There's a place, and we drove through it actually at Scotland, in Scotland at the weekend. There's a place called Cumnock in Scotland, in the west of Scotland. And it's naming Gaelic. They recently put a sign up, the town name in Gaelic, which if you thought Cumnock was bad, in Gaelic it is Cumnag.
That's a girl's name, I think.
Is it? I don't know. There's plenty of men that would like to nag for some cum, I think, that I know. Cumnag. Cumnag. I think there's a place called Luga, like on the way to Cumnag, which I'm sort of campaigning to get called pre-Cumnag. just for shits and giggles. But yeah.
I think the technical term for a cumnag is a dominatrix. And it's right. A widely respected profession. What have you brought in for us to review this week?
I am going to review the filibuster, and how I'm going to review it is I'm just going to talk about it until you all leave gradually, the Zoom call, and then I win. But if you don't know what a filibuster is, any listeners, it's otherwise known as talking a bill to death or talking out a bill, characterised as a form of obstruction in legislature. Or another decision-making body. We had it, I think we came up with it here and the Americans perfected it, a bit like The Office. You know, like it began in ancient Rome. And they do like kind of call it a form of political stonewalling. So there's been a lot of talk in America about getting rid of it. It's time to get rid of the filibuster. And I sort of agree, because if I want to lose interest in a guy talking needlessly for hours on end, I just let him stay over after we've had sex. it's a two-part process. There's the filibuster and the clature, which I like the sound of, because filibuster and clature, which does sound like a French feminist cop drama, which I would totally watch. But yeah, it's I think it's undemocratic, needs reforming. I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 5.
Sounds good. We've got low ratings on our reviews section this week, but that's all the time we have for the review section, because now it's time for your pop-out Novak Djokovic quiz section. This is a quiz. One question. Is the best ham-handed attempt at a witty hashtag nickname for Novak Djokovic A, Novak's Djokovic, B, Novak Djokovid, C, Nerdvak Jobobob, and D, New Kid Blokovic? Submit your answers. Or your own ham-handed quote-unquote satirical misspelling of a public figure's name for a free bread-free ham sandwich, which is just you holding some ham in your hands, like the prayer hands emoji, but with ham in. Very not kosher. That's all the time we have for that, because now it's time for our UK space launch section. The UK is going to space. Brexit is about to get a sci-fi sequel. Yes, indeed. Apparently when the British look up at the cold, isolating emptiness of space, they think, I'd rather live there. This is about the UK's space programme. Tiff Stevenson, can you explain what's going on here?
So on May 24th of 2021, the UK government announced that the country will develop space launch capability. So a variety of sites have been selected throughout Great Britain. Launch is scheduled to commence as early as summer 2022. Comparatively small launch centres, though. So they're saying, don't imagine the Kennedy Space Center. Don't think about Cape Canaveral. The largest rocket is going to be about 30 meters. Basically, when it comes to the launching dicks into space race, ours are already suffering from long COVID before we've even begun. They're talking about doing it in Prestwick. I don't know if you know Prestwick. It's actually where my dad was born, so I know quite a lot about Prestwick. It's home of Prestwick Airport, where Elvis Presley famously landed. So there's always a lot of chat about that. Which is also the airport that had for many years on the side of it the words pure, dead, brilliant, just emblazoned in 6-foot-high letters, which is really what you want to see, the word dead, as you're coming into land. That feels comforting. So that's where they're going for. They're going for Prestwick, and they're going to be launching just small satellites into space. And they said demand far outstrips supply at the moment. I'm like, who's demanding that we shoot these small satellites into space? Where is the demand coming from? So I don't know. But it's Prestwick's where it's all happening.
Finn Taylor, are you a space nerd?
Yeah, man. I was heartened to see that one of the other rocket launch sites is the Shetland Islands, because I think humanity's space strategy has been wrong for the last 30, 40 years, because it's basically, they went to the moon and they were like, oh, where else should we go? Mars, whatever. But originally it was, how many animals can we get into space? You know, first of all, it was a dog, then it was a man. Then they sort of stopped. And I'm like, f*** that. I want to see every animal on this earth up into space, see what it thinks. And so I'm just glad that we've got a base in the Shetland Islands so we can send some f***ing ponies up there. Ponies on the moon cause chaos. I think this should be the new strategy. Get an elephant into space, not because we should, but because we can. I think f*** the planet, it's dead. Never mind climate change, planet change. Let's just give every animal off this rock somewhere else for the sake of it.
I mean, Finn Taylor and the gritty reboot of Noah's Ark coming soon to cinemas near you. I'm into it. In other future news, this has got to do with the Book of Dune, which has just been bought by a DAO, which is an online collaboration of people who want to put their cryptocurrency into buying something big and huge. And they've just bought something hugely big for much more money than it was worth. Tiff, can you unpack this story for us?
So apparently a group of crypto peeps have bought a copy of Dune, a version of Dune. Basically, they bought a copy of a copy and now they think they have the rights to it, which is fun. Like, I have a copy of Bram Stoker's Dracula, so I can does make movies about the Bitey Man now.
They spent $3 million on it. $3 million American dollars.
Fairness, mine was $12.99 from Waterstone, so a little bit different. Maybe if I spent that much money on it, I would think it was my intellectual property. But they've been misled. I don't know who by themselves. The seller, I don't know quite what's happened here.
They've entirely been misled by themselves. So what they've bought is a limited edition copy of Dune, which is worth about 25,000 euros. But they have bought it for 2.66 million euros because they decided that they wanted, you know, they collaborated on what they wanted to do with their money, which was to produce an original animated limited series inspired by the book, to make the book public to the extent permitted by law, and to support derivative projects from the community, all of which are things that you could do if you had bought the intellectual property rights to the book, not just a copy of the book.
I sympathise with these fellows because I had a similar thing when I bought a vintage copy of the Quran at a flea market. I thought I was going to make a cracking animated series, but let me tell you, we ran into problems fairly early on. Not least because the main character couldn't really appear in the thing. Anyway, I got a lot of sympathy for them.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. But pretty obvious. Do you think that would be an obvious thing, Tiff?
I don't know. Maybe the amount of money that started being chucked around would make me think I have something that's unique. Isn't that the point of NFTs, that only once you own it, only you get to own it? So I can kind of see where that confusion has come from.
You've made the classic rookie error, which is that you own the thing that you buy when it comes to NFTs. But in fact, that is not the case. You just own saying that you own.
Don't even own the encryption?
They bought an actual copy of the book.
Right.
They're just an NFT group.
Okay, right. So it's not. Is it fungi? I don't know. I don't understand.
The book itself is non-fungible, but the book as a thing is fungible.
What is fungible? What does fungible mean?
I don't know, but it's growing on me. That's all the time we have for our Dune story. That brings us to the end of the show. We're flipping through the ads at the back. Tiff, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, I'll be doing, Old Rope at the Comedy Store, which is once a month. In fact, Finn is on at the next one, February 14th.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, so that's why I booked Finn, because I thought no one sums up.
Get out of the house. Don't want to be here.
no one sums up romance more than Finn. So yeah, it's gonna be that's gonna be a great show. I have some previews and various other things coming up. A couple of things I can't really announce yet. So just go on my, have a look on my Twitter and my Instagram and you'll see.
Excellent. Thank you to our roving reporters, Mike Bertie, who gave us the meat spill story, Samantha Streeter, who gave us the COVID boner killer story, David Tyler Gibson, and Robert Burton, who gave us the Dune story. If you would like to be a roving reporter for The Gargle, tweet us at HelloGarglers, which is on Twitter, and you should follow us there, not just follow all of our magnificent guests, but you should follow all of our magnificent guests. Finn Taylor, have you got anything to plug?
I've got a special coming out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, don't know. It'll be on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel for a full hour of stand-up comedy for free.
Deal.
That is a plug indeed. But can I buy an NFT of the hour of comedy?
I don't know what that is. You keep throwing cryptocurrency and Korean boy bands at me when I'm on this show, and I don't know who they are and what's going on. Oh, you can follow me on TikTok. I've got into TikTok.
Oh, yeah, me too. I follow you on the top.
Yeah, man, it's f***ing wild. It is wild. I've got a clip that's got like 2 million views, and it is just people calling each other pedophiles in the comments. And I love it. It is like YouTube on steroids. I'm all about the talk now.
Yeah, I'm on there too. Great place to be. Get on, Alice. Get on the top.
I absolutely, absolutely will not be doing that. You can find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram.
And who wants to make jokes about the Chinese state anyway? It's a great place to be.
At Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Alliterative. Or sign up at patreon.com/AliceFraser. It's a one-stop shop for all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, or my weekly Tea with Alice salons, which is where we all just get on Zoom and have a nice chat. This is The Gargle. It's a co-production between Alice Fraser and The Bugle. Your editor is Ped Hunter. Your executive producer is Chris Skinner. And I'll talk to you again next week.
You can listen to other programs from The Bugle, including The Bugle, The Last Post, Tiny Revolutions, and The Gargle, wherever you find your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.